the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
This week, it is ridiculous, and nobody wants to say that.
Garage Rock, Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelia fans, I'm Phil Gray. This is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, episode 375. This week we are back to the roots of Retrospect, obscure 60s garage music. We've got it underway with a track from Heinz and the Wild Boys called I'm Not a Bad Guy. Heinz was Heinz Burt, aka Henry George Schwarz. Born in Hagen, Germany, by summer 1961, he was in the UK and had an audition with legendary producer Joe Meek. He became a member of Meek's in-house backing band, The Outlaws, then The Tornadoes, who had a huge hit with Telstar at the end of 1962, although Meek was grooming Heinz for solo stardom. So in 1963, he embarked on a solo career, was sent to the hairdresser to have his hair dyed blonde, and in April 64, moved to EMI Columbia with a new backing band called The Wild Ones, Richie Blackmore on lead guitar of that band. Made their debut in 1964, then changed their names to the Wild Boys to avoid a clash with another band. So for 3 years, from 63 to 66, they had 11 further singles on Decca, then Columbia, and had 4 top 50 hits, including the one we had, although it was a B-side, the B-side of their final release, late 1966. Heinz and the Wild Boys, I'm Not a Bad Guy. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. I'll hear some more obscurities. This band from Birmingham, Michigan, on Hideout Records. They are called The Four of Us. This is a 7-inch 45, released 1965, called You're Gonna Be Mine. I
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
Well, you've been messing around with lots of men, you've been taking them to your room. You tell me each day how you've been true to me and you never had an affair. You better listen, girl. You better listen, girl. Thank you.
And 360s Garage Obscurities there. The four of us, top of the set, you're going to be mine. One of two 45s on the label called Hideout Records. Then The Bearings, released 1966. The Bearings from North Carolina. B-side of their 1966 45 on Pyramid called I Can't Take It. And then thirdly, Black Banana. Band from Bradford, Pennsylvania, one of the few true garage rock releases, you'd have to say, released after 1968. So Black Banana with Listen Girl. More obscurities coming soon.
There are mamas and daddies today that know how to turn their children loose to go to the dance. And young people that know how to dance today but don't know how to do that which is right.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
Here's a really obscure band. They were on Shalon Records. They're called the Grim Reapers, Reapers with two E's. Released January 1967. B-side of the 45. This is called Joanne.
Just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
But I just get up in the morning feeling low and blue. I think that I'm still living and a new day's starting too. I'm on the job at 8 o'clock, depressed, dirty and shrewd. I feel a knocking in my brain as I sit and drive this train. And on track 6, death lies ahead in wait. I admit I'm a coward and afraid of life, 'cause I've done such wrong. To myself I think I'll be known after this, just for traveling a wrong line like I did in life. Oh, just for traveling a wrong line like I did in life. Wrong, 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 wrong line. Wrong, 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 wrong line.
It's my life.
Wrong, 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 wrong
line. I'm a guy.
Well, that's more 60s garage obscurities from around the world. The Grim Reapers, top of the set with Joanne. Then from Australia, a band called Derek's Accent, released on Down Under Records, June 1966. Derek's Accent were from Sydney, recorded on Down Under Records under the direction of a guy called Nat Kipner. Derek's Accent, all born in Northern England, they had migrated, as so many did, to Australia in the early 1960s. Heavily influenced by The Who, they did a lot of Who covers. So Derek's Accent with Ain't Got No Feeling. And thirdly, a band from Winnipeg, Canada called The Quid, honouring the British slang for the British pound note, formed 1964, The Quid with Wrong Line. More Global Garage, straight after this.
Yeah!
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Radio.
Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospect garage punk radio.
Dig the wild music.
Well, getting our Global Garage set underway with a band called Los Beat 4. They formed as the Electrons, heavily influenced by the Beatles, the Kinks and the Animals. They changed their name to the Los Beat 4 and decided to sing in Spanish. 1967 put out their debut album, but their biggest success came with a jingle promoting banana-flavoured ice cream. This is Los Beat 4 with Lo Que Será.
Thank you.
modo de bailar. Sin impregnas de no, algo sin igual. Siento una onda extraña, imposible de explicar. Baila, baila, nena. Baila, baila más y más. Si tu cuerpo me excita, otra galaxia volar.
Hi, this is John Brain from London, Ontario, and you're listening to Phil Gray's Retrospect Radio Show.
Last night, girls leaving the town, and we don't see them right. Gonna catch a train. Catch a train. I said, am I gonna land? See them through. We fellas run around with someone new. Gonna catch a train.
Catch a train.
I said, am I gonna play? Love a woman is a wonderful thing, but the way we treat them is a crying shame. One day and it won't be long. Oh, all these fine girls have been gone. Gonna catch a train. I said, am I gonna play?
Well, we had Lost Beat 4, top of the set, with Loke Setter. Then a band called Los Struck. Struck is spelled S-T-R-W-C-K. Interesting story about that band name. This Mexican band, founded in 1966 in Guadalajara, Mexico, they had been called Fuego originally, then Los Extraños, or The Strangers, but both of those occasions they had to change their name because other bands existed with the same name. So they decided to come up with a band name that nobody would copy, and they took Struck with no vowels because they knew they'd be safe with that. Their debut album, La Doctoriza, great bit of Mexican garage, track off that album we had called Comunicarme to Ritmo from Los Struck. And then from Sweden, Tages. They had a bunch of LPs and singles in Sweden. Considerable success there. Made the Swedish top 10 more than a dozen times. They're really remembered as one of the finest non-English speaking bands of the 1960s, but they really didn't break beyond Sweden. Also responsible for one of the first psychedelic albums called Extra Extra, released 1966. Then in 67, their last album, called Studio, was recorded at Abbey Road, often called the Sgt. Pepper of Sweden. So we had a track from Tages released in 1966, a B-side, Leaving Here. It's a cover of the track by Holland Dozier Holland, although their version of it very much influenced by The Who's version. So Lost Beat 4, Lost Struck, and Tages. And we're going to have a group sound set straight after this.
Phil Gray
and the Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Well, group sounds music is that uniquely Japanese form of 60s garage. So let's get it underway. Picture and information about these guys up on our Facebook page. We've had them frequently in the show. They're one of the biggest group sounds bands, certainly the first psychedelic Japanese band, I'd say, with their 1968 LP, The Psychedelic Sound in Japan. They are the Mops, influenced by The Doors and Jefferson Airplane and The Animals. This one, of course, a Doors cover, and brilliant it is, Japan's The Mops.
I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The timing has faded through. The time to wallow in the mire. Try for we can only lose, and the love becomes a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Thank you.
a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
Ladies and gentlemen, we know how to do wrong, but we don't know how to do right.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
なんて素敵だろう。ペチカの炎が消えるとき、恋の命も尽きたのか。 ちかいつの日また燃える風の音さえ懐かしい思い出しても胸痛む春が巡ってくるたびにどっちかお前の約束は今も忘れずにどっちか二人が会える日は二度と来ないだろうエチカ燃えてる北国は恋の花咲く春遠い
That's three slices of Japanese group sounds music. Top of the set, The Doors Light My Fire is done by The Mops off their 68 album Psychedelic Sound in Japan. Then a less well-known band called The Mojo released February 1969 a track called Crazy Midnight. That's a B-side of a single. Now that was re-released in 2015 on Clink Records 7-inch 45 EP. So The Mojo with Crazy Midnight. Then we had another more obscure Japanese group sounds band. This one's called The Genova. Found that one on a compilation called Cult GS Monsters Volume 1. Actually, 9 Genova tracks on that compilation. So Genova, track called Itoshi Dochka. 3 great slices of Japanese group sounds. But we have more. Global Garage, straight after this.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
A little guitar.
Well, 60s music out of France can more accurately, most of it, be described as freak beat rather than garage rock, but all things being equal, it's all garage music. So here's an example. Picture and information of this guy up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospect garage punk radio. His name was Benjamin. It's a release on Disc Vogue, 7-inch 45 EP, released in 1966. This track is called Un Tren.
Que je vais te revoir. Un train d'enfer hurle sa joie. Passe les villes, les fleuves, les bois. Et je suis seul dans ce fracas. À m'endormir ivre de toi.
around here. Just about me tonight. She makes me feel so good. I wanna say she makes me feel alright. What you got to my house? You knock on my door. Did you guys in my room? Last thing you feel all right. Yeah.
Garage punk, garage rock, freak beat, and psychedelic.
Horrible, and nobody wants to say that.
The morning sun already hurts my feelings as I awake. Slow motion mind. And mushrooms of breakfast, the glory of the morning, the witch's foot I find. Time long ago I left this earth, a long time ago I left my life behind, to wander vaguely through the lands of sugar sweet, a mother corn today. Is the coffee that will turn my stomach and the paper reads of yesteryear. The laughing moon already sends a message of long lost lovers, long lost friends. Well, King Bee stung me twice today. It speeds my spirit just to save my breath, to say goodbye. Someday, all right. All right, yeah, join it.
And that wraps our global garage set for this episode of Retrospect. Out of France, Benjamin with Un Train. Then we had Kuveni Kuralji, or the Red Corals, rock and roll band out of Zagreb, former Yugoslavia, now Croatia. They were the first domestic band to sell over 100,000 records, considered somewhat of a miracle because it's believed that that's about the same number as turntables that existed there at the time. Formed as the Red Devils in 1962... enthralled by Cliff Richard and the Shadows. Renamed Kuveni Kuralji in 1963, but most excitingly for me, a cover, of course, of Gloria. Then wrapping the set out of Holland, a Decca release from 1968. The band is called The Tower, English-speaking group, formed around Boudewijn de Groot. That band also tied up with members from Kubi and the Blizzards and also the pretty well-known band called Q65. So The Tower, Slow Motion Mind, out of Holland. Don't forget the track listings for every episode are put up on the Facebook page. along with a link to the podcast. Podcasts available all good podcasting places, but that added information at facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Appreciate your like, also any feedback you have for the episodes. So we're going to wrap it with an instrumental, as we always do. This one's from 1968 out of Pennsylvania. The band is called The Disturbers. The track, Free and Easy. That's a wrap for this week's Retrospect. I'm Phil Gray. Thanks for joining me. And thanks for listening to Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.